As a part of WNCW's Morning Edition this week, it's now time for the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. The Diana Wortham Theater announces the 2019 scholarship program for young emerging artists. That's what we're going to focus on this morning, the Yes Emerging Artists Fund. Our guest is Managing Director with the theater, Ray Jeffrey. Ray, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ray, what does Yes stand for and how does the program work?
So YES stands for Youth Education Scholarship, and we put that together to be the Youth Education Scholarship Fund. And the entire program was set up basically to provide access for students who might not have the economic capacity to include arts in their lives and in their education.
Now, I understand that you were instrumental in getting YES off the ground in the past.
Diana Wortham offers a matinee series. We serve about 10,000 children per year with educational programming in our space. And we noticed, probably shortly after Hurricane Katrina, that the students who were starting to attend our program more frequently tended to come from schools and homes that had a little bit more economic capacity. And that was due to the rising costs of bus travel and of fuel during that time. We created this program to really make it possible for all students to experience and learn through the arts.
Different listeners are tuning in this morning. At this point, they may start saying, okay, who can apply? Go into those details.
Sure, absolutely. So we have three facets to this program. One of them is the student application, which comes from a teacher. So a teacher can apply for students in their classroom to attend programming at Diana Wortham Theater free of charge. It's a very simple process. There's an application online. We also provide in-school opportunities when possible to bring artists into the classroom, and that would just be a call to our organization to set that up. And then the Emerging Artists Fund, there is an application online for that. That is for any student in Buncombe County who is graduating in this coming year, in 2019, and who intends to pursue a career in the performing arts.
This opportunity was all about an underserved student getting to attend and experience the arts at the Diana Wortham Theater. What has it been like for you and others just to see the look on some of the faces, what they have taken away from the opportunity?
Oh, it is absolutely one of the favorite things that our staff experiences at this theater. As we know, there are mountains of evidence and studies out there that prove that arts education is vital for a child's learning, for their empathy, for their social and leadership skills. And so many of these students that we end up serving through the YES Fund have never been to a theater before. They have never seen a live performance. Their experience has been limited to movies and to television and to media. And to see their faces when they walk into the theater, there's always this little gasp as they look around. And then when we watch them leave after the performance, the comments and the smiles on their faces and the dance moves that they're doing in the lobby, they make anyone's day. It's amazing.
With us on WNCW this morning is Managing Director of the Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville, Ray Jeffrey. As we continue our conversation about the Yes Emerging Artist Fund. Ray, just how are these scholarships made possible each year?
So Diana Wortham Theater is very fortunate to have a collection of donors who believe as passionately as we do that the arts are so important to students and to the future and the vitality of arts in our community. So this entire program is funded by private donors and by smaller corporations who believe in its mission.
I understand from some of the information I'd seen prior to our conversation this morning that award winners actually get to take part in an event that will take place next May. Share more information about that.
Absolutely. So the students who end up winning the Emerging Artist Scholarship are invited to perform on stage with a professional local artist every year. And this is a really special and unique part of our program. In the past, we've had Stephanie's Id, Jane Kramer, and Free Planet Radio. This year, our artist will be Jonathan Scales Forchestra. Jonathan is an international touring artist who is an expert on the steel drums. And each of those artists every year works with the students who are selected to integrate student performances into the professional artist performance. It's a really special evening at the theater. This year, that's happening on May 4th at 8 o'clock at the Diana Wortham Theater.
I've got a feeling Jonathan and those steel drums will be quite a hit when that event comes around next May.
I can guarantee it.
So how can someone apply? And in most cases, this morning, the hour it is, it may be a number of parents of a student in Buncombe County. They feel like their child would be a fit for this opportunity.
Absolutely. So there is an application available online. It's a pretty short, simple application, which includes a couple of essay questions. They do ask that the student gets a recommendation from a mentor or a teacher. And there's also a fun video audition portion. You can do a short audition piece on your, an iPhone video, very simple. And we ask that the students start that video, this is my favorite part, by answering the question, how will your art change the world?
I like that. How will your art change the world? I think I've got a new opening intro to our segment called Art Break.
And that's always my favorite part of the submissions every year when we receive that, just to hear all of these young people talking about what they are going to go out into the world and do with their art. Those are available on dwtheater.com. Or if you need more information, or even if you need help with the application, you can contact our Community Engagement Director, Jared McIntyre, at 828-257-4512.
This won't be enough time, but if I was to say in about 30 seconds for you to tell us kind of a whole, what all happens with the Diana Wortham Theater, going to give you that chance right now.
Sure. So Diana Wortham Theater has been in our community for about 20 years now. We have a 500-seat beautiful space right in the heart of downtown Asheville. We present a main stage series with internationally touring programs, as well as making a space available to more than 40 local organizations. This month, actually, we have three different nutcrackers happening from three different local companies. We're getting ready to do an expansion, which will add two new venues in 2019 and make us the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts. We're really excited about that.
Ray Jeffrey with the Diana Wortham Theater talking about the scholarship program for young emerging artists. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
The Friday feature from WNCW is also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.